Hong Kong Diploma of Secondary Education, 2022. English Language, Paper 3. Listening and Integrated Skills. Instructions to Candidates. You should have on your desk a Part A question-answer book, a Part B1 data file with a Part B1 question-answer book inserted, and a Part B2 data file with a Part B2 question-answer book inserted. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question-answer books or the data files until you are told to do so. Now, write your candidate number in the space provided on page 1 of your Part A question-answer book. Now look at the Part A question-answer book. Check that the Part A question-answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words, "End of Part A." Now go on to Part B on the last page. Now, stick your barcode labels in the spaces provided on pages 1, 3, and 5. Close your Part A question-answer book when you have finished. Now, look at your Part B1 data file. Take out the inserted Part B1 question-answer book. Check that your Part B1 data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the Part B1 data file," on the last page. Now, write your candidate number in the space provided on page 1 of your Part B1 question-answer book. Check that the Part B1 question-answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words, "End of Part B1," on the last page. Now, stick your barcode label in the space provided on page 1. Close the Part B1 question-answer book when you have finished. Now, look at your Part B2 data file. Take out the inserted Part B2 question-answer book. Check that the Part B2 data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the Part B2 data file," on the last page. Now, write your candidate number in the space provided on page 1 of your Part B2 question-answer book. Now, Check that the Part B2 question-answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words, End of Part B2, on the last page. Now, stick your barcode labels in the spaces provided on pages 1 and 3. Close the Part B2 question-answer book when you have finished. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. This paper is divided into two parts, Part A and Part B. For Part A, you should use a pencil to answer all questions. For Part B, you can use a pen or a pencil. Put up your hand now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the paper. The listening component is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Open your Part A question-answer book at page 3. Part A is about to begin. Part A, Situation. Charlie Lau, Fatima Alami, Greta Y, and Keaton Ramos have just set up a tour company for tourists in Hong Kong called Hidden Hong Kong Tours. They also have their own YouTube channel. You will hear several conversations related to Hidden Hong Kong Tours. In Part A, you will have a total of 4 tasks to do. Follow the instructions in the question-answer book and in the recording to complete the tasks. You will find all the information you need in the question-answer book and the recording. You now have 2 minutes to familiarize yourself with tasks 1 to 4. Task 1. Charlie and Fatima are meeting to finalize the details for a tour. Listen to their conversation and complete the information in the spaces below. The first one has been provided as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Morning, Fatima.
Oh, hi.
How are the preparations going for that cultural tour to Henry's umbrella store?
Yeah, okay.
So do you think we can start the tours in December?
Oh, yeah, definitely. December weather's perfect for old town tours like this one.
Yeah, so how often do we want to run these tours then?
I reckon we can have them every Saturday.
OK.
And each Saturday we can have two time slots, one at 9 a.m. and one at 4:30 p.m.
Perfect. 9 o'clock for the early birds and 4:30 for everybody else. OK. And let's make sure we get the address right on the web page this time, not like the other one.
Yeah, OK. The store's at 16 Prince Edward West Road.
Right. Let me make a quick note of that. 16 Prince Edward West Road. And how can they get there from the MTR station?
Well, there's a car park near the MTR station, so it's the same route if they're walking from the MTR or if they're coming from the car park. From the MTR station exit E, they walk past Bison Boys School before making a right turn.
I'm trying to remember the area. Don't they have to walk past Rare Bird Garden and Bright Flower Market before making the right?
That'll take them further away from the store. They need to take the first right, and the store's just across from Rich Avenue Building. It's hard to miss.
OK, and what kind of activities will the tour include?
Well, to start the tour, the store owner will give a talk.
But only listening to him talk might be a bit boring. Is there going to be anything else?
Oh, of course there is. They will join a handmade umbrella workshop. I bet most people have never tried that.
Handmade umbrella workshop. Wow.
And what we're going to do is, you know, to get young people interested, we're going to have an Instagram photo session at the end of the tour.
That's a great idea. Good. An Instagram photo session will definitely attract a lot of people. Do you think we need to provide free bottled water for the participants?
I'm not sure. Bottled water creates a lot of plastic waste. I've talked with the store owner. He says he will be providing participants with traditional Chinese tea that his family used to have.
That will be perfect. I always have English breakfast tea at home in winter. I think we should avoid printing leaflets. They just get thrown away.
Yeah. Everyone seems to be using QR codes with tours these days instead of leaflets. But I don't think that matches the style of the umbrella repair store.
No, you're right. So maybe we can give participants a souvenir.
Well, the store owner has actually offered to give participants umbrellas with the store logo as a souvenir.
OK, good. So have you thought about how we should promote the tour before December?
Yes. I was thinking we can promote it on social media. I mean, it's the most popular way of promoting events nowadays.
It's definitely popular. What else can we use?
Oh, actually, we'll be using posters as well.
Really? Any particular reason why you want to use posters? I mean, it's a lot of work.
Because we want to promote the tour in schools.
OK, that's a good idea. We could maybe get a bit of interest going in young people and teachers if we promote the tour in schools.
Let's hope so.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answer. Two. Keaton is interviewing T.Y. Chow for Hidden Hong Kong Tours YouTube channel. T.Y. is the owner of a porcelain factory in Hong Kong. Listen to the interview and complete the information in the spaces below. The first one has been provided as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Thanks for meeting me today, T.Y. So, why don't you tell me a bit about your factory to get us started?
Well, as you might already know, my factory's name is Guang China Works. We were the first, and are now the last, hand-painted porcelain factory in Hong Kong. Believe it or not, we have been open since 1928.
Was there anything about your porcelain which stood out from the rest?
Well, that's a good question. I think one thing was that we weren't following traditional styles of porcelain painting. We were known for using gold, pink, yellow, sky blue and turquoise, those sorts of colours. Not traditional at all. And our unique painting techniques were famous in the city as well.
What do you mean by unique painting techniques?
Yes, well, most factories at that time were using plain designs on porcelain for everyday use. Our approach made our porcelain more expensive, so it was not for everyone.
But if you were the pioneer in your field, and well known and appreciated, how did things change so drastically?
That's a long story. I remember my father telling me, back in the day when my grandmother first started the business in the 1920s, she hired over 30 painters.
Over 30 painters? Business must have been booming then.
The demand was so high, we expanded our business around Hong Kong during the 70s. We ended up opening 6 branches. But unfortunately, that didn't last long. After around 20 years in the 1990s, we had to downsize because of the economic downturn. People were facing many difficulties financially, and many businesses left.
That's sad. I suppose it must have left you feeling so helpless.
Well, not as helpless as we're feeling right now. Seeing the current situation, we're facing possible shutdown.
Yes, I'd heard that, and I was wondering if you could explain why. How come the porcelain factories continued to struggle and to lose money?
Well, there are a number of reasons. The first one is that the factories moved to mainland China.
Was that because the economy or talent was better in mainland China compared to Hong Kong?
No, it was because of the lower wages and rent. Because the wages and rent were lower, business was more profitable, and that meant it became more and more attractive to move your factory to mainland China.
You said there were other reasons as well, right?
The next reason is that there are no young workers in Hong Kong. That's why many factories can't recover.
Why are there no more young workers then?
That's a good question. I think the skills are difficult to learn.
Okay. So, how have you continued to survive despite the downturn?
Well, fortunately, we still had two groups of customers who kept us in business in the 1990s. One of them was five-star hotels. Five-star hotels were still ordering from us because they often displayed porcelain in hotel lobbies, you know, for decoration.
That makes sense. But did that mean that there were no individual customers making purchases then?
Well, there were quite a few, actually. There were many who loved our products and wanted a piece of history and their culture in their homes. But most of these people were overseas, so we had a lot of overseas customers.
Okay. So what are the most popular patterns among customers nowadays, since you have quite a variety of them?
Well, you often see patterns with flowers on porcelain in local markets, though they aren't as popular as you might think. It's images of Chinese mythology that are really popular with customers. I think they like having these magical creatures on their pieces because they are such a big part of the Chinese culture, I suppose.
So, do customers request to have people painted on their porcelain as well? Like emperors from the past or other important historical figures, that sort of thing. Or maybe images are of landscapes.
Actually, they tend to prefer something a bit more personal. A lot of customers overseas, especially from the UK, will ask for their family emblems to be included in the designs so they can pass it down to their children.
Okay, well, thank you. This has been wonderful. Thank you so much for this interview, TY.
That is the end of Task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Task 3. Charlie and Greta are making a YouTube video at an exhibition at Bolin Medicine's factory in Hong Kong. Listen to their conversation and complete the information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Greta, I can't believe we're finally here at the Bolin Medicine Factory exhibition. Bolin Medicine's only the most popular medicine for children in Hong Kong. I've had their medicine tin box at home since I was a kid.
Okay, so it's for children. What kind of medicine is it? Is it like those sweets for a sore throat?
No, I know which ones you're talking about, but not them. My mum would give it to me every time I had a high temperature. It really worked. It would help me sleep better as well when I was struggling to get to sleep.
Now that you come to mention it, I seem to vaguely remember my mum giving it to me too. But it gave me a stomach ache, so I wasn't a big fan of it.
So now you know why I'm so excited. I can't wait to learn more about their manufacturing process. I was reading that they won the Shona Finances Award last year.
What's that? Because they are successful with their finances and make a huge profit?
Well, they do make a huge profit, that's true. But Shona Finances are just the sponsors of the award. It's meant to look beyond just profits. It's one of those international awards, like one of those, like, environmental excellence awards.
So it's for being environmentally friendly or using natural products or something?
No, it's an award for companies that help their society. So Bolin have this campaign to employ all types of people in Hong Kong society to help them. People over 65, people with disabilities, single parents, newly arrived immigrants, that sort of thing. So that's why they won the Shona.
Well, good for them. And apparently their manufacturing processes are of the highest standard.
Let's start right away then. Look, this exhibit here is about the first step in the process, sourcing of ingredients.
Okay, so it says here that they use quality local suppliers for their ingredients. No wonder they're so successful. Nothing beats quality local suppliers, if you ask me.
True.
And apparently, they say that because of that, they can ensure their raw ingredients does not come in contact with banned substances during the step. I wonder what banned substances mean.
Banned substances? I don't know. I doubt it would be turmeric or ginseng or anything like that. Lots of these companies have been busy promoting them as miracle cures for everything. I read somewhere that some companies use pearls.
Well, that does sound quite a controversial ingredient.
I'm guessing that's what they banned.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Or maybe one of those problematic ingredients like shark fin. But no, it says here that it's the good old peanut which is banned. There are too many children who have peanut allergy these days and they want their medicine to be more accessible. Anyways, let's move on to the next exhibit. It's about the preparation stage. Okay, so it says here that this is where they grind and measure ingredients to prepare them for further processing. That's why it says that there are a number of conditions they keep an eye on. The first condition they need to maintain is room temperature. Apparently, that is to avoid any damage, like they wouldn't want to burn or freeze the ingredients.
That makes sense. I'm assuming the ingredients are quite delicate. Okay, let's see. It says here that the next condition they need to ensure is low humidity. It's important to control humidity to prevent mold.
Don't tell me about that. I hate even thinking about mold. It's gross.
Oops, sorry about that. And it says that the third condition they need to maintain is high air pressure. They do this to kill bacteria.
You keep reading that, Charlie. All this talk of mold and bacteria is making me feel uncomfortable. I think I will go ahead to the next exhibit and read about the processing stage.
Let's go together. So, what process is involved in making Bolin medicine?
Believe it or not, it says here that it's cold brew.
Cold brew for medicine? That's something I've never heard of.
Apparently, it helps maintain the freshness and flavour.
I'm sure it does. Hey, look at this. We're at the last step already. It's packaging. Every Hong Kong parent's favourite part of Bolin medicine.
That was quick. Shows how efficient the factory is at producing medicine.
And they're well aware of it. They stopped using tin boxes for packaging a few years back. Now they make sure it's environmentally friendly. Helps to showcase them as a caring company.
Look at the packaging design too. It's obviously trying to evoke feelings of family and, you know, comfort and warmth. That's why you feel so nostalgic. It's all deliberate.
No wonder they're so successful. So anyway, thanks for joining us at the Bolin Medicine Factory.
That is the end of Task 3. You now have 1 minute to complete your answers. Four. Fatima is telling Charlie about an interview she had with Albert Wan, a retired toy factory worker in Hong Kong. Listen to their conversation and complete the answers below. Please note that you do not need to answer in complete sentences. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers.
So, how was your interview with Albert Wan then?
It was great, to be honest. He was telling me that he worked in the same toy factory, Macro Toys, in Kwun Tong, for almost 30 years. He was born in a tiny village in China, and because his family didn't have much, he decided to go to Shanghai, like a lot of people did, in search of a better life.
Yeah, it's a very common story in China at that time.
And it was there he got 3 months of training to learn to make toys in a factory.
And presumably he then came to Hong Kong because of the war or something.
No, it was after that. He said that he came with all of his friends from the factory in Shanghai. The representatives of Macro Toys came from Hong Kong to Shanghai, and they recruited about 100 of them in Shanghai, paid for their ship fare, and took them to Hong Kong.
Wow, can you imagine? All of your friends together off to Hong Kong. Must have been a big adventure.
Yeah.
And did Albert give a sense of how he felt towards his employers, the factory owners, I mean Macro Toys, and how he was treated?
Well, he talked about his salary and the additional benefits workers received. He did say that, initially at least, they were paid a really small amount, but he explained that the additional benefits really helped them save a lot of the money they did make. So the additional benefits were really important.
So what do you mean by additional benefits? Do you mean like fringe benefits? Like health insurance and bonuses, that sort of thing?
Well, sort of. The first additional benefit he mentioned was that the factory provided dormitories for them to stay in. This is more or less unheard of in Hong Kong nowadays, but factory dormitories were common back then. And interestingly enough, he spoke about the importance of the canteen. So all the workers got free food. So that was an additional benefit and really important.
And you said that this changed.
Yes, well, for Albert at least. He was promoted to being a manager eventually, and so he ended up with quite a comfortable salary.
And did the benefits change?
Well, he said that as the workforce became more established in Hong Kong, people started having families, so the factory actually built flats for the families to live in for free.
That's interesting. You do still see old blocks of flats built by factories in Hong Kong.
Yeah. Albert also talked quite a lot about what it was like to actually work in the factory, the good and the bad things.
I see. I mean, we hear of some horror stories about factory working conditions in Hong Kong.
Yeah, and this was pretty interesting. He spoke about working for 12 hours in a row, standing up. So that was pretty tough.
Indeed, that does sound tough, especially standing.
But he did say that they had great conversations with the people as they worked for 12 hours together. There was a great atmosphere among them. He loved the banter, the conversations, the jokes between them. He did emphasise that.
And what else?
He spoke about the great pride in the toys they were making and how he was proud to be making toys that made children happy.
Interesting. You forget that factory workers have that sense of pride in what they're doing.
So, yeah, that was interesting to hear. Oh, and I almost forgot. He said in the summer the heat was unbearable because there were no windows and no aircon in the factory, of course. So it was incredibly hot where they were working.
Sounds awful. And did you ask him about accidents in the factory? There must have been loads.
Yes. Albert said that he didn't remember any. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Either Albert is telling the truth and there were no accidents at the factory and Macro Toys had the best safety record in Hong Kong.
Yeah, right. Or the world.
Or his memory is failing and he can't remember because it's so long ago. He is in his 80s. But I don't think that's it because his memory was perfectly fine with everything else. Maybe he wants to be loyal to the factory and the owners and just not tell us.
Exactly. I think you're right. He didn't want to tell you because he was being loyal to the factory and the owners.
Yeah, and speaking of which, he spoke about when the factory closed down and how he felt about it.
Oh, really?
Yes. He was a manager by the time that the factory closed down. Quite successful, you might say. So when the factory closed, everybody in the factory, all the workers, lost their job, but he was kept on, but not as a manager, but as a security guard, guarding the empty factory building.
And that's quite a picture. Going from being a manager with all the noise and activity and his friends and colleagues to being alone, guarding an old empty factory.
Yeah, I know. But he still stays in touch with the other factory workers he worked with.
Does he? That's good.
Yeah, a really interesting old guy, Albert.
That is the end of Task 4, and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers. Part B. Look at page 2 of your data file. Situation. You are Nico Lin. You work for Shiny Diamond Lighting Limited, a company that designs, makes, and sells neon lighting products and services. Your work involves writing and editing texts for company use. Your boss, Floyd Mann, has asked you to do some tasks. You will listen to a podcast of Wish You Were Here, an arts and culture radio program on Hong Kong Radio. On the podcast, you will hear Julia Din interview Pris Fong, owner of Shiny Diamond Lighting Limited, and her chief designer and neon artist, Rick Lai. Before the recording is played, you will have 5 minutes to study the question-answer book and the data file to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks. Complete the tasks by following the instructions in the question-answer book and on the recording. You will find all the information you need in the question-answer book, the data file, and on the recording. As you listen, you can make notes on page 3 of the data file. You now have 5 minutes to familiarize yourself with the question-answer book and the data file. The recording is about to begin. Turn to page 3 of the data file.
Hello, listeners, wherever you are. And once again, I wish you were here with my two spectacular guests, Pris Fong, owner of Shiny Diamond Lighting, and the company's chief designer and neon artist, Rick Lai. My pleasure, Julia, to be here.
Hello, everyone.
Now, Pris, your company has not only been a sparkling success, but you have won many prestigious awards. Which award means the most to you, though?
Well, it has to be the one we were awarded last year, the 2021 Neon Award.
That's neon, right? N-E-O-N, as in the gas we use for lights.
Correct. It's an award given to companies who make neon lights. Winning the 2021 Neon Award is something we are very, very proud of.
Now let's have a look at some of the products you have brought in. Rick, I love these designs, especially the UFO. It's so green.
We also make the UFO in yellow too.
Fabulous! Green and yellow are actually my favourite colours.
And we have them in different sizes. We have 95 centimetres by 65 centimetres for the large size and 34 centimetres by 20 centimetres for the small. Actually, let me just check that size for the small again. Yeah, 34 centimetres by 20 centimetres for the small size.
The small UFO is so cute. How much would it cost for this one?
This small UFO is only $600.
Only $600? That's a bargain. And this one here. Oh, listeners, I wish you were here so you could see this. It's the Hong Kong skyline that could be used to cover a wall. The colours are amazing.
Yes, this one is very special. But it's not available yet. You will need to wait until the 7th of June.
Well, that's going in the calendar. The 7th of June, by my Hong Kong neon skyline.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Now, besides the products that you design, which we've just looked at, you also make designs given to you by customers?
Yes, that's right. Through our webpage, customers can send us their designs and our neon artists, like Rick here, will make those into a neon sign.
What a wonderful service! And I noticed you do birthday cake signs. What's special about those?
Well, the customer can tell us the name and the age of the birthday boy or girl, and we will put their name and age onto the birthday cake sign.
Isn't that great, listeners? Would you like to receive a neon sign of a birthday cake with your name and age on it? I know I would.
Yes, this product is very popular.
Now, Pris, let's talk about the company's history and its beginnings. I heard that you and Rick have known each other quite a while now.
My goodness, yes. We've known each other for many years. In 1980, when I decided I wanted to start my own company, I realised I needed training from the best. And the best back in 1980, and still today, is Rick.
So you began your company before you met Rick?
No, no. I was thinking about starting a company in 1980, but I didn't actually found the company until the next year, in 1981. You see, I needed to get trained first. Rick Lai, back in 1980, was the number one neon master in Asia. I was extremely lucky that he took me on. In 1981, once I had finished my training with Rick, I founded Shiny Diamond Lighting.
Pris had incredible artistic talent.
What can I say? I had the best master. You know, Rick trained me for 6 months. He was a wonderful teacher. But it was 6 long months of learning and very hard work.
I imagine a few of our listeners might be interested in becoming neon artists, especially young people who are going to college soon. What would you say to any listener who would like to work in the lighting industry?
please contact us. Actually, we really want to hire people at the moment. We are looking for trainees, particularly young people, to become neon light makers. It's a very interesting job, and we are offering excellent benefits. We will train each trainee for 6 months, and during that 6 months, you will be paid.
That sounds like a wonderful opportunity. You know what? If I weren't working here, then I would love to sign up as one of your trainees. 6 months of paid training? That's amazing. So when would trainees start their training?
We will start the training program in September this year.
What about the future? What can we expect in our light displays? Is it like all those spectacular science fiction films where we will have huge 3D projections walking around?
Not yet, unfortunately. The technology to produce the kind of 3D projections we see in science fiction films does not exist currently.
Yes, science fiction films are fiction after all. However, we can still create a kind of 3D projection using certain tricks. Actually, in our current products brochure, we highlight a couple of futuristic 3D projection products that we sell.
And what about neon lights, Pris? Do they have a future?
Of course. People will always love neon. And you know why? Because neon is made in the heart of stars. That's a fact. Neon gas comes from the inside of stars. When I tell my customers that fact, it really blows their mind. They are amazed that the light they see in their sign came from inside a star.
Customers also love the art and craft of neon. Many customers have told me this is why they prefer neon signs to newer technologies like LEDs.
Oh yes, Rick's absolutely right. Customers do love the art and craft of neon.
Well, thank you both very much for what I'm sure our listeners will agree has been a very illuminating discussion. Tune in next week to the Wish You Were Here podcast, where my guests will be the pop band Bubblegum. Goodbye for now.
That is the end of the listening component of this paper. You will now have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up. Take off your earphones now and turn off the radio.
Take your mind, let the music take your soul. FM 94.8-96.9, 香港电台第二台。
RTHK 有音乐，有快乐。
Radio 2。
时间嚟到接近上午11点，你听紧咧系香港电台第二台，刚刚完成嘅系 DSE 英国语文试卷三聆听及综合能力考核啊！稍后11点会播出陈同安主持嘅《安哥同学会》。